Acts, chapter 21. And then after we parted company with them, and set sail, we took a direct course to Kos, the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. Then, having found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard, and set sail. Then, when we had come within sight of Cyprus, passing it on the left hand, we sailed to Syria, and landed at Tyre, since the ship was to unload her cargo there. And having discovered the disciples, we stayed there 7 days. These disciples said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go to Jerusalem. And it happened that when we had finished that stay, and were leaving to continue our journey, that they all, with wives and children, went with us until we were outside of the city. Then, kneeling down on the beach, we prayed. So, having said goodbye to each other, we went on board the ship. But they returned home again. So when we had completed the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais. And we greeted the brethren, and stayed with them 1 day. And on the next day we left and came to Caesarea, and entering into the house of Philip, the one who proclaimed the good news, who was one of the 7, we stayed with him. Now this man had 4 virgin daughters who prophesied. And as we stayed there for several days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. And having come to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his own feet and hands with it, and said, "This is what the Holy Spirit says. The man who owns this belt will be bound in this same way by the Jews at Jerusalem, and they will deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." And when we heard these things, both we and those who were there begged him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And when he would not be persuaded, we stopped saying, "May the will of the Lord be done." And after this time, we took our baggage and went up to Jerusalem. And certain of the disciples from Caesarea also went with us, bringing with them one Mason of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we would stay. And when we had come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. Then the next day, Paul went in with us to see James, and all the older, spiritually mature brothers were present. And when we had greeted them, he described one by one the things which God had done among the Gentiles through his service. And when they heard it, they glorified God, and they said to him, "You see, brother, how many thousands of believing Jews there are who are all zealous for the law. But they have been informed concerning you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or to follow the customs. What will we do then? For they will certainly hear that you have come. Therefore, do what we tell you. We have 4 men who have taken a vow upon themselves. Take them and purify yourself along with them, and pay their expense so that they can shave their heads. In this way, everyone will know that there is no truth in the things they have been told about you, but that you yourself also conform, keeping the law. But concerning the Gentiles who have believed, we wrote giving our judgment that they should keep themselves from things sacrificed to idols, from blood, from what is strangled, and from fornication." Then Paul took the men, and the next day, after purifying himself along with them, went into the temple, announcing the fulfillment of the time of purification until the offering was offered for each one of them. But when the 7 days were almost up, some of the Jews from Asia, having seen him in the temple, caused a tumult with the crowd and grabbed him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who teaches everyone, everywhere, against this people, the law, and this place. And furthermore, he also brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled this holy place. For they had seen him before in the city with Trophimus the Ephesian, whom they supposed Paul had brought into the temple." And the whole city was set in motion, so that there was a stampede of people. So they grabbed Paul and dragged him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut. And as they were seeking to kill him, the news came to the chief captain of the band that all Jerusalem was in confusion. He immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down to the mob. When they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. And the chief captain came near, took hold of him, commanded him to be bound with two chains, and asked about who he was and what he had done. But some among the crowd shouted one thing, and some another. So not being able to know with certainty, because of the uproar, he commanded him to be brought into the castle. And when he came to the stairs, Paul had to be carried by the soldiers due to the violence of the mob, for the multitude of people followed them, crying out, "Away with him!" And as Paul was about to be brought into the castle, he said to the chief captain, "May I say something to you?" And he replied, "Do you know Greek? Aren't you the Egyptian who shortly before led a rebellion and led the 4,000 men of the assassins out into the wilderness?" But Paul said, "I am a Jew of Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no unimportant city, and I beg you, allow me to speak to the people." And when he had given him permission, Paul, standing on the stairs, motioned with his hand to the people. And when there was a great silence, he spoke to them in the Hebrew dialect, saying,
To be continued in Acts chapter 22. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.